Ted Leo and the Pharmacists are in the studio today. This is music meant to be heard loud. Their fourth album came out last year called Shake the Sheets, and it followed a string of critical praise for the New Jersey native and his progressive brand of post-punk, post-hardcore music. We'll start the set off with Where Have All the Rude Boys Gone? Where Have All the Rude Boys Gone? Ted Leo and the Pharmacists are playing live for us today on the cafe. And you've always been a very political writer, and the time frame of writing Shake the Sheets, I was wondering if I was just a lot of fodder there, I would think. Any more so than usual? Has the ongoing Iraq war, et cetera, been
good for you or as a songwriter?
Oh God, man, I'd hate to say that. I mean, I'll say this: it certainly focused me a lot more. There's always something to write about, unfortunately, I suppose. I mean, in that vein, you know. But I was kind of under a deadline to mm-hmm. write this record, a self-imposed deadline. But you know, we already had studio time booked a couple months away, and I wasn't. You know, we weren't really ready with new songs yet and stuff. And this was early last spring when things were really taking a particularly harsh downturn. Yeah, it wound up being slightly consuming, and that I think is pretty obvious from the subject matter of the record.
Absolutely. Now, is that good for you to have that kind of a deadline? Do you turn out good stuff when you're in that position?
I feel like it worked last time.
Yeah.
I feel like that's, I don't know. It's odd, actually. I mean, I you know, usually, even if it's not in terms of writing, you know, we go into the studio and we bang out an album in like 10 days or something, you know, 2 weeks at most. This was a rare opportunity to spend nearly a month in the studio. I'm not really sure what it's like to not have a deadline. I'd like to find out at some point, but, you know.
Well, just write some songs, yeah. Dad. I mean, just, you know.
Well, that's the problem. We tour so much yeah. that, you know, it's really hard to write on the road when you're just, you know, a couple of guys in a van, you know. So.
Absolutely. In terms of indie rock economics, it's all about playing live, isn't it? I mean, in terms of surviving?
I think so. Not just in economics, but I think even just in terms of just getting your music, you know, yeah. your music out there and getting it heard, and if you have something to say, you know, actually kind of taking it to the people. And I mean, you mentioned Fugazi before, and you know, all three of us actually did grow up kind of in the American, you know, hardcore scene in the 80s and whatnot, and that really was the paradigm that you worked with. You know, bands like the Minutemen, Fugazi, where you and their earlier bands, where you get in the van and you do it, you know, and you just keep kind of doing it, you
right.
know. It's going to be interesting to figure out when and how you stop doing it, you know.
You record for Lookout, and my understanding is that there have been overtures from larger entities interested in signing you or recording your records. Something you've avoided at this point. Is there a politics of indie rock in that way? Is what's important for you about avoiding that kind of a situation?
Well, this is a really kind of an age-old debate, you know, in the punk and indie world. You know, for me, it's just something that I'm not comfortable with. I don't like the kind of bottom line that ultimately, you know, working with a smaller label that you're comfortable with, you may not be able to achieve everything that you want to achieve, but you are first and foremost a friend and an artist. And if, I'm not saying that every, you know, that there's some giant corporate ogre that everybody who works there, you know,
right.
won't treat you that way. But ultimately,
they all hate music, yeah.
Yeah, but ultimately yeah. there is kind of a bottom line
yeah.
that, not from my own personal experience, but from seeing friends who've gone that route have fallen victim to. And it just, it's not something that I really want to be a part of. I mean, having said that, I should also clarify that there really haven't been too many overtures
right.
in the past few years, you know. So.
Huh. Well, it's interesting because you're certainly what you do has been growing in terms of you know, shows. The shows are getting bigger. People are, you know, you can't find better reviews in the last couple of albums out there. So
yeah, it's been nice.
Good things are going on. Ted Leo and the Pharmacists are playing live for us today. Let's stop talking and play some more music. What's
okay.
next?
Yeah, this is called Little Dawn.
It's all right. It's Little Dawn, which is from Shake the Sheets. Ted Leo and the Pharmacists are playing today. And there's something romantic about what you guys do. There's something romantic in terms of what rock is all about. Yeah, you can see it even from the pictures of the shows. You can see that there's this whole we're rocked out feeling. And I'm taking a giant leap here in that, Ted, you're from North Jersey.
In fact, oh, yeah.
You wear it on your sleeve.
Indeed.
And there are other folks from that area who have the same kind of romance to what they do. And not that the music's similar at all.
Smithereens?
Smithereens or, yeah, the guy, yeah.
Southside Johnny?
Yeah, yeah, well, yeah. You know who we're talking about.
Yes.
I'm wondering, is that a, what's that? I don't know. Is that a Jersey thing? It's a bad question, but I'm wondering.
Man, it could be. Who knows? I mean, man, that's a good question. Is it a Jersey thing? I don't know. You know, I mean, you...
Because if people see New Jersey as this kind of, you know, they see it as a giant oil refinery when you get up there, and they don't, how can that be romantic?
Well, that's because they don't actually see it, of course.
Exactly,
but, yeah.
Exactly.
But no, but yeah, I mean, oh, man, that could be. I mean, you are kind of born with a bit of a... bit of an underdog, like, you know, got to prove yourself kind of vibe. And in addition to that, especially being from North Jersey, you kind of exist in the shadow of the buildings of Manhattan.
Mm-hmm.
There's something romantic. I mean, a lot of the Boss's songs, that is who we're talking about.
Yeah,
right?
It is indeed who we're talking about.
You know, a lot of his songs are about escaping.
Yeah, yeah.
You know, at least in a sort of like spiritual sense or something, you know, whatever that means. But
totally.
Yeah, and... that might very well have something to do with it. There's a romantic allure about, you know, elsewhere, I suppose, that maybe you do kind of grow up with there.
And with your songs, it has something to do with the performance, about the heart that's in them, and I think that makes a difference, too. But Ted Leo and the Pharmacists are playing today, and give it up for the Pharmacists, indeed, Chris Wilson and Dave Lerner. How did two Pharmacists end up accompanying you?
Well, as I said, I mean, I made this... Tyranny of Distance record, which was much more of a band record than anything that I'd worked on in a while, and wanted to tour on it. And I'd known Chris for a while from other bands that he played in, and Dave for the same reason. Dave grew up with my younger brothers, and actually both Chris and Dave both played in bands with both of my younger brothers, coincidentally. And I flexed, you know, older brother's divine right and snatched them both away. And
did that go over okay? Yeah. Or does it?
Yeah, we've made our peace with it. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Well, what do you want to finish up with?
I think maybe we'll just do the quote-unquote title track, Shake the Sheets, if that's all right. I still have feeling.
Shake the Sheets, the dub version, finishing up our session today. Ted Leo and the Pharmacist playing live. A great live session. Thank you guys so much for coming by.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
Thanks again to Ted Leo and the Pharmacists for joining us live today. That new album, Shake the Sheets, is available at our World Cafe CD store on your web browser at worldcafecds.com.